This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And welcome back. It is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we're asking you what industries should be allowed to operate next with strict SOPs post June 9th after the CMCO. Maybe it'll be extended, but some new industries may be allowed to open. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. What do we have?
Okay, so on WhatsApp here, 7431 said all the industries should be open. SMEs are suffering. We know. Then here's Rose's analysis of this. It said, barbershops are number one because no kid wants to go to school with a parent's corona cut. And no one wants to go to the gym overweight with a mop over their head.
I know.
Okay.
I noticed a lot of the
observation.
Yeah. I noticed a lot of the mangkok cuts to begin with. But I think more people are doing YouTube tutorials now on how to cut their kids' hairs or their spouse's hairs. And I think hair.
Okay.
Things are getting better.
Not mine though, because I did a home cut too. I don't think I managed to pull off the mangkok hair kind of.
Yeah.
It was alright. Yeah. Seems alright. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So that's
pass,
good.
Pass.
All right.
Looking at Twitter, we have Ja who says masjid dan tempat ibadat. True. Okay. Also, we have another one here from Susilan who says, I think barbers should open. Already seeing people looking like cavemen on Zoom calls. On the other hand, even schools are not open. Online learning is also not happening for some schools. Parents are playing educators' role on top of the normal work, and it's causing very high stress levels. True.
Well,
true,
at least you can see people on Zoom calls. Generally, people just can't see each other, can't hear each other. So, at least you have some good thing in the sense that you can see people on Zoom calls. Thank you so much and keep that coming. The poll will still be running for, another 20 minutes or so. So keep voting. Instagram as well or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Speaking of which, another industry heavily impacted, hospitality, the tourism industry. This is an article that came up from Vulcan Post and it was based on a webinar, I think, organized by Host to Stay. The Malaysian tourism industry last year brought in 26.1 million tourists who spent 86 billion ringgit, which is an increase of 2.4% compared to 2018. 2020, right, is expected to make a loss of 3.37 billion. And that's within the first 2 months of the year. And experts are predicting that it will take, the nation at least 10 months to recover. So, and this was just ideas, five ideas for those who are Airbnb hosts on what they can do to turn it around. I think the panelists were Rohan Raghavan for Google Malaysia, Michael Tan from Freeman Education, Dato' Sri Gavin T, who is from the SW Heng T Group, and they gave some suggestions. So one is what you can do with your apartment or your unit is that get side gigs or temporarily pivot the purpose of the unit. So the panel advised short stay hosts to try and transition, do something else instead, as they see the demand for short stay units lowering in the coming months. Michael, one of them said hosts could try to convert their units into quarantine centres. Okay, so the people who are infected can choose to isolate themselves and have a place to stay. You can also think of providing food and medical support for the guests, right? Yeah. Of course, you have the unit heavily sanitized after this is all over. Also, suggestion was that hosts should also potentially look into providing staycation type units, as it believes local traveling will increase this year, right? Even transition turning these units into video shooting studios and virtual offices to get some cash rolling in. Another suggestion, convert your unit into long stay units, and that's to capture a new market that's not been explored. See, some guests might not be looking to stay in shared units anymore to keep themselves safe from being infected. So long stay units might entice young adult workers working for unit to stay in the city. Apparently, this is what's happened with companies in China, Tujia in China, where they're looking into long stay units. So that's another suggestion. And the third suggestion is use data collection to build brand loyalty. So Rohan from Google said, mentioned in most of the places that he stayed in, the host weren't even there to greet him in person. Yeah. Mm. And they didn't ask anything else other than his purpose of visiting. But during this period, he believes building brand loyalty is important by putting the customers first to show they actually care. And when they're thinking of traveling, they'll keep in mind. So advice hosts to contact ex-guests as a start. Mm. Are you coming back? Obviously be local travelers, right? And a simple survey can be all you need to collect data on your ex-guests. So in this survey, you can ask questions about what can be improved or what they liked about their stay. And you can tweak your unit accordingly, to what they want, right? And just, I guess, make it more like I would choose to come back, you know, to stay with you. Another one, check out the competition. So one of the co-founders of Sing Academy, Eric Wong, also advised people to learn from experienced hosts. Before he joined the industry, he stayed in other Airbnbs to get some knowledge on how to run a successful unit. So try renting a unit in the area that you're trying to start. If your property is 3 rooms, try to rent a unit with 3 rooms and experience how other hosts manage your unit. He said that if you experience something you like to have in your unit, you can try and replicate in yours. If there's something you dislike, you can avoid doing so in your unit. So you can make smarter decisions on the renovation of your unit. So I'm looking at this, I'm thinking what can be applied to mine. I'll share with you. Keep an eye out for potential collaborations, right? In times like this, everyone should work together. Work out how you can collaborate with people outside your industry. For example, if your unit is located nearby famous eateries, you could try and strike up a partnership with them and offer guests that live in your unit a discount on meals. That's another interesting one. And then, of course, you can build a sense of community from there. So, yeah.
I you know, actually, the, you know, where you got to convert your unit into something else or pivot into something else, I think that's a very clever, interesting way. Because, you know, I've been doing some webinars even when I'm at home. And my home is not the best of environment to do webinars. So it would be ideal if, you know, I were to actually able to rent a place for, you know, an hour or 2 hours for me to then, you know, have all the equipments there. So, you know, you just got to make sure that the unit has like high speed broadband, has, you know, proper natural light,
easy parking,
and, you know, of course, following the strict SOPs with guidelines and disinfections and, you know, all these kind of things in place. I would be more than happy to sort of, you know, buy a 2 hour rental on that day, and probably, you know, we'll probably do this more often than not because I have a space which is nearby my home. You know, I feel that's great. If I actually had that, I would definitely rent out.
And, oh, it looks like a personal working space. Yeah. So I mean, like, co-working spaces now might not be comfortable. I mean, not everybody might be comfortable with something like that, right? But yeah, if you can do it, you can convert your unit into a space, a workspace for others. Yeah.
That's a really good idea. Yeah. Get in touch with us on WhatsApp or Twitter or Instagram. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. And let us know. We're asking you today, what are the industries that should be allowed to operate next with strict SOPs, of course, post June 9. We were just talking about, you know, MCO survival tips for Airbnb hosts. This is She and Him with Stay A While, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.